Hey mama, I'm Ashley, and this is the Maverick Mompreneur podcast, where you're free and encouraged to own your desire to create and scale an impactful, discoverable online brand and business in the midst of motherhood. A business that's aligned with your mission, lifestyle desires, personality, and zone of genius without wasting your time on the hustle and grind hamster wheel that is social media. Can I get an amen? Sis, you are a maverick, an original, willing to stand out in your authenticity, defy expectations, and do life and business outside the box. In our world, if it's not aligned with who we are, it's a hard pass or a brave pivot. So if you're here for the powerful identity shift and transformation from boss babe or boss mom to aligned CEO, building a one-of-a-kind, influential, hustle-free online business that will produce long-term impact and multiple streams of income through SEO, affiliate marketing, and courses while building yourself in the process, well, pop in those AirPods, grab that cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and let's get growing. Hello, hello, Ashley here, back with part two of our How to Start a Podcast series on the Maverick Mompreneur podcast. If you are tuning in from part one, you'll have already heard my reasons why I feel that female online entrepreneurs who have the desire to start a podcast should absolutely do it. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to it. Now, if this is your first episode that you're catching of the podcast, this is a special series on how to start a podcast. We talk about all things online business and marketing, entrepreneurship here on the podcast. So this is a part of that, and it's like a bonus free course. I know a lot of women in my membership, in my audience, are really curious about starting a podcast. And so I sort of want to demystify the whole process and make this information as accessible as possible. I do have two paid resources if you choose to take that next step. I have a podcast planner, which is comprehensive and absolutely amazing. And that actually houses all of these episodes in sequential order with additional getting started resources for you. So that's available. I also have a course that will teach you how to monetize your podcast with digital products and the whole sales funnel system behind that, just like I do. Both of those are linked in the show notes, or you can head to elevatedwithashley.com/podcast, or just click on the podcast tab on elevatedwithashley.com and you'll find all of those resources there for you. So today we're going to focus on the essential tools and equipment that you're going to need to podcast. There's a broad range of price points for all of these things, but I'm going to talk to you about what I use and where I would suggest you start, whether you're a complete newbie or you're looking to upgrade your setup. So I'm going to cover all the bases. So let's start out with what is probably the most obvious piece of equipment that you will need, and that is a microphone. Arguably the most important piece, because good quality audio is absolutely essential, because it's the way that your audience is engaging with your podcast. You're in their ear. You want the sound to be as good as it possibly can, and that starts with the microphone. You can also, if you just want to get right down to it, you can use your iPhone. You can use your iPhone. I know plenty of podcasters who start out that way. They record audio straight into their phone and go about it that way. So you don't need to spend a fortune to get started. If that's the barrier to entry, use your phone mic. When I got started, I used I believe it was $14 microphone from Amazon. I have that linked in my free Kickstarter guide. Oh, I forgot to tell you, that's also available to you. I have a Kickstarter checklist. It's totally free. That's also on that same page, elevatedwithashley.com/podcast. So links to all of this stuff is going to be there. So if you're like, well, what is it? Just go there. You'll see everything linked that I use. So I use a real affordable microphone, but it was fairly good quality. I mean, you can go back and listen to the first, I don't know, at least 25 episodes and you'll hear it's not bad. And right now I use a Blue Yeti microphone. I really do like this one. I would love to have a Shure mic, S-H-U-R-E, Shure, but I haven't quite bit the bullet yet because I didn't get this one too long ago and I just feel like, I don't know, but it's coming soon. I've got it in my cart on Amazon. Who are we kidding? Next up, headphones. So when you're recording, headphones are essential because you're going to be able to monitor the audio in real time. It can help you catch catch issues with the sound before you even finish recording. The ones that I use are linked in that Kickstarter guide for you. I can't remember what they're called, but again, they're from Amazon. They're real reliable. They're durable. I can hear good feedback. I can plug them into my laptop, desktop, wherever I'm editing. So microphone check, headphones check. Now let's talk about recording software. I cannot recommend anything other than what I've used, and that's Audacity. It's free, it's open source, you can use it on Windows and Mac, and it's really good for beginners because it's super simple to use, but it also has enough features for you to make a professional sounding podcast. I've had some of my episodes edited, but for the most part now, I really enjoy the editing process. I like to be able to go in and then pull different clips for reels or for audiograms and really get an idea of what my audience might of other pieces of content that I can then create from that. Because sometimes when I'm just going, I don't catch things that come out of my mouth and I'm like, oh, hey, that was pretty good when I listened back to it. So I really like that process. Although I'm starting to outsource a little bit more as I'm ramping up the production of episodes on the podcast and have a lot of other things going on. So I do think it's important for beginners to have something that's user-friendly. So I would go with Audacity. You can just download that to your desktop or your laptop and go from there. I really honestly taught myself and I Googled things that I didn't know. That's the number one resource for anything that you don't know how to do. Go to Google. You can find tutorials on these things. Might take you a little bit more time, but don't be intimidated by the editing piece of it. Or you can outsource on Fiverr or Upwork. That's always an option. Or get a podcast editor if you want to do it up big from the beginning. Okay, so there's another piece that goes with your microphone that I forgot to mention, which is a pop filter. So a pop filter is what's going to reduce as much as possible those explosive sounds, the harsh P, I'm going to do it on purpose, P and B sounds that can cause spikes in your audio. So it really helps out to have a filter. You've probably seen them. I used to have a round pop filter that just sort of went in front of the mic, but I really didn't like the aesthetic of it on my desk. And so now I just have a little, it almost looks like a little beanie, a furry beanie for the mic. I just put that over it and that does a nice job. So again, those things are linked for you in that free resource. As for a stand, there is something called a boom arm, which you could connect pretty much any type of mic to. You just want to look up boom arm on Amazon and make sure it fits with the type of mic you have, or just a desk stand that's going to help the microphone to be positioned in front of you correctly. That's going to make the sound that much better. And it's also going to be more comfortable while you're recording. To be honest, I have mine set up on this really beautiful gold candle. It's like a candle holder and it just looks so nice on my desk. And it's the perfect height to get the microphone up to exactly where I want it. So again, you don't have to be fancy. You can kind of bootleg things as long as it's in the correct position and it's comfortable for you, you're good to go. All right. So let's see, we've gone over microphones, headphones, your recording software, pop filter, editing tools. And that's really, oh, okay. One more thing. Those are the main things that you'll need. But the other good thing to know is if you are taking, say, a Zoom recording, so you're taking something that is a video and you want to pull the audio from that, you'll need an MP3 in order to then edit your audio just for the podcast. Maybe you want to use the video for YouTube. You want to use it to repurpose. There are free converters. You just type in MP4, which is your video to MP3 converter. And there's several that pop up that are free and you just drop in your video. It will spit back out the audio and you can download that MP3 and then you can work with that on your editing software, which in your case, I recommend Audacity. So there you have it. Your assignment for today is to gather up the things that you need. So go ahead, download Audacity, get that on your desktop, watch a couple tutorials, go onto Amazon, go to my website, go to elevatedwithashley.com/podcast. At very minimum, get the freebie. If you don't want to get the, I think I priced it at like $17 for the whole getting started planner and et cetera. That has everything in it that the freebie does too. So you're going to go in there, go to Amazon, load up your cart with a pop filter, a pair of headphones. You can use the ones that I linked for you if you want, and a microphone, or just use your iPhone. Okay. And then I'll see you in episode 3. Until then, cheers to the impact that you will make through using your voice in podcasting. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a ton of value. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you would rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. It really helps push out the message that I have to share with other female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.